So yesterday I took a nap like during the middle of the day, Gabe,
Yeah, hey,
and
I'm here.
I was just I was napping, and I had a very weird dream. So I went to this pet store, and there were like these two old men in the back of the pet store. I don't know, they looked like used
Kurt,
car
Kurt,
salesmen.
Kurt. You told this story last week on the podcast. I don't, do you remember that?
What?
You told this story last week. You've been
We have a podcast?
okay. I don't know what's going on. These last few weeks on the podcast, you've been acting really strange. I think, are you all right,
Yeah,
man?
so yeah, so anyways, I was talking to these car salesmen,
I know what
and
happened. You're
they
talking to the car
and
salesman, and then they offered you some pot, and it turned out to be spice. Keep going.
it just it was some fucking it was some fucking nutmeg. And they went to my car, and we got in the car,
You always do
and
this
they
Boston
started.
accent, and it doesn't sound any better.
And
It sounds
they
worse than Daniel's
started.
Boston accent.
And they started. They started in my car. They started throwing shit out of my car. They took my shoes. They
Yep.
threw them out the window. Took my pants. Dry cleaners. They threw them all out.
Okay, yep. Yeah, and
So
then
yeah, that was it was yeah, so you know,
Oh
it was
wait.
a real it was a weird dream. I was being bullied.
Hold on, I think Daniel's here.
Yo. All
Hey,
right. Oh,
man.
Daniel?
Man,
Oh,
why'd you lock
jeez,
the
I haven't
balcony
seen this guy in
door?
forever.
Yeah, for real. You have not Where have you been?
Dude, I mean, I was enjoying the little between season break, you know?
What are you talking about?
I mean, we've been on hiatus for a couple months.
Kurt,
What?
did you not tell him about the whole thing we were doing?
What whole thing?
Yeah, we talked about this in December that after the Noel episode, we were gonna come back at February and
Yeah, but
start
then
recording again.
Kurt sent us a text saying that he wanted to actually keep going during the break, and we've been recording. We've been making it actually a weekly podcast as opposed to bi-weekly.
No, dude, I haven't been getting any of
He
those
came up with
texts.
this new method of recording where I wouldn't even have to record. He could just do it on his end.
Gabe, let me
Yeah.
see the number that was supposed to be mine in that group text.
Yeah, it's let's see here. It's 561-555.
Mine's not a 561 number, dude. That's not me.
Yeah?
No.
It's not 555
Nope.
4219?
Nope, none of that.
Hey, Gabe. Hey, Gabe. You've
Yes.
been pranked,
Wait,
bitch!
what the fuck? What's going on? I don't get it.
Sauce. We're like the Calvin Coolidge of presidents.
Wow. Happy President's Day,
Hey.
Donald Trump.
Ba 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 ba. Yeah, I don't know the rest.
That's the official President's Day theme song.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, hey, whatever. YOLO, right?
Listen, here at Gator Sauce, we care about the third most important holiday in America,
Really? The
President's
third?
Day.
Hey, can you
Is
rank
it third?
the top five holidays?
Yeah.
What is it?
Ramadan.
It's Christmas is number
Of
one.
course.
Christmas
Okay.
is number one.
Xmas, actually, now.
National Hot Dog Day is number two.
National Hot Dog. When's that?
That's a good question.
It's
And then number three is President's Day. Number four is St. Patrick's Day
St.
because it
Patrick's.
lets you know that you can be racist against white people too.
That
And
is.
then
I
number
think
Not
that's a
racist.
controversial statement right there.
Yeah, I
And
don't know
number
about that.
five is Halloween, just because I like
It's a
candy.
little
Do, do,
spooky.
do, 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 do. I don't know.
And
I don't know
that's
what
the
that song
official
is.
Halloween theme song. Went from a
Yeah.
Star Spangled Banner to a circus theme song.
Gator sauce. So we.
Gator sauce. Hey, so we're a podcast, guys, and we do things like talk.
Every episode he introduced. So we're a podcast, guys. I promise you, we're a podcast, guys. We're a podcast, right? Oh, we're totally
just in case you didn't know. Just in case you didn't
somehow
know,
you're listening to this and you're like,
you,
what is this thing?
If you downloaded, started listening, and made it 10 to 15 minutes into the episode and still not sure what this is, it's by, just in case you need to know, it's a podcast.
I'm assuming Kirk goes up to random people and just puts his headphones in their ear.
And he goes, it's a podcast.
Yeah, just to clarify.
Well, you see, first I stroke my mustache and then I wink at them and go, it's a podcast.
And that's how he got arrested the third time. My name is Daniel Griffin.
Hey guys, it's me. I'm Gabe. I'm also here.
What's your real name?
It's Gabe.
No, what's your real name?
My name is Gabe.
No, what's your real name?
We'll say your name! We'll get into it later.
No, it is. Your name is Pop Culture Gabe. And that's how you...
Hey, guys, it's me, Pop Culture Gabe.
Yay!
Right here. So, first bit of news that I got here. We're doing the news now?
Hey, no, hey, chill out. Kirk, I didn't, Kirk, who am I?
Kirk.
Who am I?
Well, you can't just summon the name and then
Kirk,
not expect it to
we
have full effect.
Kirk Ballsmart in Seattle, Washington.
It's Kurt Burkhardt.
Bird fart.
Bird
Way,
fart.
Washington.
Yeah.
That's our standard of jokes here. Berg fart.
I don't know why it took us 14 episodes in a season to figure that out.
We're also 10.
I thought we did 13.
We're 10.
We're at 14.
Old.
No, 14? Actually, we're 15 because there's a secret episode.
We've been doing this for 10 years?
Yeah, since we were born.
What?
So, Kurt, how are things over in
Seattle? Gator sauce! So, hey, guys. So, this is a podcast where we do things like drink beer and talk about pop culture. We're kind of funny sometimes, but, you know. Not always.
Not yet.
Nope.
So, Gabe, can you cue us off with our beer? What are we drinking this fine President's Day? Yeehaw, motherfucker.
So we're drinking for President's Day a beer named after one of our nation's president's cousins.
That's right. We're drinking Thomas Jefferson beer.
Close.
Yeah, it tastes like dead Indians. Oh!
That's not... I think you're thinking
just,
of...
Just keep going.
Okay. So we're drinking Samuel Adams, who, Samuel Adams, fun fact, was cousin with John Adams, who was our nation's second president.
No way.
He believed that moles lived in the center of the earth. Did you know that?
Did he really?
That might be
yeah,
true.
Yeah, he did.
Well.
Yeah, no, he literally sent an expedition to try and dig to the center of the earth, and they couldn't fund it because they're like, hey, that's, no, why would they live
was
in the...
Was that Sam
no.
Adams? I know that happened with one of our presidents.
No, that was,
I just
that was John
Adams.
Adams
wasn't even a president.
John Adams.
Yeah, John
yeah,
Adams.
Yeah, second president.
I thought you said it was Sam Adams, our president, Sam Adams.
Hey, guys, welcome to Gator Sauce.
we drink beer, and we review it, sort of. So we're drinking Samuel Adams, as you heard, and it's a Boston Lager.
Boston.
That's why I was talking. Boston.
Oh, that makes sense. So you've been doing it for the last few weeks just to get to this part.
Just to get to this part.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's fair.
Hey. When you do comedy, you have to practice,
comedy?
Am I right?
You do comedy?
What's comedy?
Oh, shit. Is that the fourth wall again?
Oh, shit. Were we supposed to be funny?
It turns out feelings can be hurt digitally.
So I've been drinking this beer like a little bit before the show, and I actually quite like it. It surprised me because I was going to be like, oh, it's just going to have a regular beer taste.
Yeah.
But it's actually pretty robust.
So it's not a regular beer taste.
Yeah, as you can tell, we are professionals at what we do. We're like, oh yeah, we spent years at beer college.
Yeah, and we use words like robust.
Yeah, but more like we've just been at college drinking beers. Am I right, boys?
Oh, another high five.
Oh man, you should high five him. I didn't
no,
say that.
You need to high five. Is your toothpaste just not getting the job done?
Gee willikers, mister, it isn't!
Oh boy, I'm Mickey Mouse, I'm here too!
Do you need something a little bit more powerful when you brush your teeth?
Did you say powerful?
Where's Goofy?
I sure did say powerful, little boy. Introducing the new product from the company that brought you Drano. It's called Power Toothpaste.
My dad says I'm a girl.
My dad hates the Jews.
Oh, kids. Power toothpaste. It's got that little oomph that you need to get that white smile that you know is right.
My father only likes white smiles.
My teeth hurt.
what their secret formula that infuses uranium with normal toothpaste provides an extra little oomph to give your teeth clean.
That's the second time you said oomph!
My teeth are melting!
Fuck you, Mickey Mouse.
Oh boy!
I'd like to fuck Mickey Mouse!
Hey, so this is Pop Culture Gabe here, so we're doing a bit of pop culture news. I don't think we know about this, you know, have you guys seen Aquaman? Do you guys know anything about Aquaman?
Not familiar.
You mean the man that lives in my pool?
By the way, you guys like my transition? So, Aquaman was a movie that came out this last year, and it featured this guy who can talk to fish.
Jason Derulo.
Jason Momoa. Close enough.
Yeah, mimosas.
Okay, and in the movie, there was a 5-minute bit where Aquaman fights these monster-looking things called the Trench.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about. They're making a Trench fucking movie.
Fuck
now.
You, Kurt.
Kurt. Yeah.
Oh,
Kurt.
God damn it.
Kurt, why would you step on pop culture games?
My today? One weakness.
I mean, spoilers. Maybe he likes his thing being stepped on. I'm sorry.
He doesn't. You know that Pop Culture Gabe's one weakness is spoilers.
Okay, I think I can recover. So yeah, they're making another Trench movie, which, you know, DC doesn't have that many characters. What do they have? Aquaman, Batman,
Flash,
RoboCop. Slash?
RoboCop.
They have Slash?
Yeah, Slash from Van Halen.
Yeah, they have, Saw.
Wrong band, but okay, go on.
Was that not the bit we were doing?
No, Guns N' Roses.
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney, you know, from fucking Judas Priest.
John F. Kennedy.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers. Batman again.
Batman. They do make a lot of Batman movies.
They do make a lot
they
of
have,
Batman.
I think, three...
They make too many Batman movies. Hey, did you hear that Ben Affleck's dead?
Wow. You heard it here first?
Ben Affleck. Oh, wow. He actually is dead. How did you... Yeah, he got shot by himself.
You mean he committed suicide?
Yes.
Here at Gainer Sauce, we don't just report the news, we make the news.
If Ben Affleck's not dead by the end of the show, we're killing him.
Okay, yeah, you know, that's a death threat on Ben Affleck's life, by the way, for anyone who's listening. Yes, you can sue us, because we just did that.
What if Ben Affleck actually dies before this is released?
What if Ben Affleck actually listens to our show?
What if he's...
Which one's more likely?
Well, that's
that
probably
Ben
why
Affleck
he would
kills
himself
tonight, or that Ben Affleck will listen to any portion of Gator Sauce.
I think one would lead to the other.
Okay.
And that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you,
Pop Culture Game.
What else do we got on the menu, buddy?
So yeah, other than the Trench movie, which I'm very much looking forward to, because
the Trench Coat movie.
Yeah, because the Trench, as we all know, is one of DC's. Biggest properties.
Yeah.
Kirk, yeah, because the trench is fucking huge.
Yeah, Kirk likes digging around in a deep trench.
Yeah, if you know what I mean. Am I right, boys?
Yeah, he's into oceanography.
Yeah.
Not really. I was talking about asshole, but
no,
all right.
No, I was talking about oceanography, Kirk.
So are we allowed to talk about... Are we allowed to curse on this podcast?
What?
Are we allowed
what
to
are you, my mom?
Podcast?
Like, say stuff like fuck and cunt?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Okay.
It's family friendly. Oh yeah, by the way, guys, so since it is season 2 of our podcast, we've decided to become a family friendly show. We cater to children now.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that? I didn't tell them. This is new.
Yeah.
So we've been recording for like the past 15 minutes.
The way we see it is our podcast is going to be like most sitcoms. It won't get good until about season 3 or 4.
Should we introduce like a character that's just like supposed to relate to kids, like in season like 7?
No.
Okay.
No. We are supposed to. That's our job.
Sorry.
Wait.
No. And
do we like get handsomer and handsomer as the podcast goes on?
Only when after like season 3, when my contract is up and we get in a whole scoop and they write my character out of the podcast, and it's like, oh, he's got a picked up a job in Chicago or some like weird shit.
Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, when he says they, he's talking about Marlon Brando's corpse, and I don't know who the other person
is. I don't know what you're talking about at all. Random.
Well, you said when they are going to write you out. I had to clarify who they was.
You think our writers are anyone with any sort of name recognition?
Like Marlon Brando's ghost, who, by the way, is a very famous person.
And a very good writer.
His corpse, not his ghost.
Oh.
His corpse, his corpse writers, does nothing.
Kirk, our writers are a schizophrenic squirrel and an empty bottle of beer.
Oh, so Barbra Streisand.
What? Barbra Streisand would be an improvement.
Boy.
That's saying a lot. Hey, I'm sorry, guys. All of my Jews out there, Yentl was a great show.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, so, you know, hey, guys, by the way, did you know that Patton Oswalt's going to be doing a thing now?
Really?
He's making a thing.
Finally. Because that poor guy wasn't getting work before.
Yeah.
He was sitting on his ass, being a fucking liberal cuck, doing nothing.
That's what happens.
And now he's got a job.
Oh, wow.
So he's going to be doing an animated show featuring MODOK. I'm not sure if he's going to be MODOK, but... Oh, for all of you who don't know, MODOK is this Marvel character.
Explain MODOK. Please explain MODOK to the audience.
And you only get two sentences.
MODOK is a big head with arms and legs. He's literally just a head with arms and legs. All right,
that's your two sentences.
Wow.
Exactly. That's what he is.
Stop talking. You only get two sentences.
That's for the podcast, for the rest of the show.
Oh, so I'm done now?
You keep talking. What the hell?
Oy vey. Am I right, my Jews?
Gosh. Sorry. My Jews. Now I know what it feels like. Am I right?
I went to Delhi yesterday.
Yeah. That's a setup.
So what? I went to a deli.
Yeah. You have any more comments you'd like to make about that?
Nah, it was good. It was fine.
Yeah.
You know.
What'd you get?
I got the vegan pastrami and rye.
Oh. Are you vegan now?
How do you eat a vegan pastrami? How does that work?
Well, you see, you don't kill the cow.
What do they replace the meat you do with? To have vegan pastrami is before you make the pastrami is that the butcher just, instead of killing the cow, just licks the cow's taint and then goes and makes a sandwich.
And then farts on it, of course.
And then farts
it's delicious.
Taint jokes, fart jokes, we got it all here, man.
Listen, it's so family friendly.
I've got a chest infection. Oh. And so I'm going to use that as an excuse to not being at the top of my game.
That's fine. Kurt, though...
Yeah, he's just not good at this.
He's peak.
What are you talking
right
about? That deli joke is hilarious.
It's all downhill from here.
The sad part is, Kurt, you know, I've been at a couple open mics where that's about the extent of joke writing as some people have done.
They're like, hey,
I went to a restaurant the other day. Isn't that crazy? And then they're like, why aren't anyone laughing? I'm like, because you didn't write a joke.
Hey, you know who took your, you know who went to a restaurant today?
Yeah, who?
Your mom, because I took her out.
Oh.
Hey.
You're bringing that into season 2.
Hey, speaking of which, we're recording on Valentine's Day. I'm sorry, Gabe, I'm talking over you. What do you want?
This is a great way to start off season 2. I was just going to say that actually didn't have anything to say. I'm just very surprised that he let me talk. I usually start a sentence and then expect him to interrupt me. And he let me talk this time, and I just... Listen.
There's a lot of changes in season 2. Listen. So, Gabe, what else do we have on the news?
Kurt gets really excited. He means well, but he gets really excited to say things.
Yeah.
Also, yes.
But I guess going on with the DC news, I mean, you guys know the Joker?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
So, up until recently, DC still officially had a Jared Leto Joker movie announced.
Yeah?
And they officially retired it now. They scrapped the scripts that they had for it. Apparently, they had two Joker movies. They had one that was just a solo film, just about Jared Leto's Joker doing shit.
Yeah.
Second one was going to be...
Like, taking shits, you know.
That's what I meant. Doing shit.
Yeah.
Taking shits.
Same thing.
keep it moving. Come on.
And then the second one was going to be a Joker Harley movie.
That seems redundant. Why not just do one Joker Harley movie? Because people like Harley more than they like this Joker.
Well, they're doing Birds of Prey now.
Yeah, they are doing a Birds of Prey movie with Harley Quinn in it.
Hey, first burp of the season!
Oh, man.
That's so exciting. I popped her cherry.
I forgot to get a notepad and keep track of... We haven't done that in a couple episodes, have we?
Yeah, at least 10.
Remember, we have, like, high schoolers who listen to us or something. So, like, I don't know what they're going to do. Take shots of water?
Listen, you're the only one who thinks that was supposed to be a drinking game. And no matter how many times I said, it's not a drinking game, you're like, but...
But we can drink during it, right?
What's the point of doing a thing if it doesn't involve me getting drunk?
Wait,
Kurt, this is an
intervention. Where does the alcohol come in?
This podcast is a very slow build intervention. Alright, guys. So...
What's up, Dan?
What's up, Dan? Burp.
So with the hot new game that's out right now...
Hold on, cut.
Wow. We made it 10 seconds.
Oh, we can keep going. Not to cut. Yeah. Don't cut yet. Don't actually cut.
Don't actually cut.
I meant cut. Like,
are we going to leave all this in?
No.
Okay.
No, I'll edit it out.
No, let's leave all of this in.
All right.
Ready.
Set.
Go. Go.
All right, guys. So, with the hot new game that's out right now.
Red Dead Redemption
Smash
2.
Smash Brothers.
Oh. Mass Effect 5.
Smash Bros.
Oh. Hey, we don't do Alpha that
Legends,
here in the
Apex
North.
Apex Legends? What's that new game the kids are playing?
Smash Bros.
Oh, Apex Fortnite? Legends. You're right.
Oh.
Smash Bros.
Is that a battle royale?
Smash Bros.
It is a battle royale.
It is actually a battle royale in a way.
Yeah.
The original
it's kind
battle
of
royale.
It's OG. No, that's Minecraft.
You're Minecraft. Anywho,
yeah.
Have you guys played Minecraft Hunger Games?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, it's actually a lot of fun.
Kurt,
I love it.
He hasn't.
It's one of my favorites.
No,
I actually
haven't. I have.
You have not played that game.
I have not.
What?
Yeah, you haven't either.
Isn't Gabe's face dreamy?
Oh, no. I gotta...
Hey, did you know this beer's making me gassy? I've been farting this whole time.
I'm glad
Dan, you had something you wanted to say?
Something about Smash Brothers?
Yeah, something about Smash Brothers. So, they just released Piranha Plant, and they told everyone that they're going to have Joker from Persona 5
Joker.
As the next character.
Is it Joaquin Phoenix?
No, it's not the Walking Phoenix.
Is it Jared Leto?
Is it a Walking
It's
Phoenix?
Not Walking Phoenixes. But there's still three more Fighter Pass characters that are going to be released.
No idea what he's saying right now, do you?
There's going to be three. That's
hit
not
or
that
miss. I bet you never miss.
Gabe, are you just like?
I know.
Is it just me or is Gabe's face really like dreaming?
Oh god! Can we get back to Smash Brothers? I really want to talk about Smash Brothers
right
now.
He's got such a handsome face.
Oh man,
I want to lick it.
Go on, Dan. So they have new characters that they're adding.
Yeah, there's going to be new characters that are going to slowly trickle out over time. And I thought it'd be cool if we could take a smack at what we think those characters are going to be.
Take a smash at what we think those characters would be. Nice
yeah.
Enough.
So, I've heard rumor that Mortal Kombat is going to buy out Nintendo.
You think that's how it's going to happen?
Yes.
That's the order of operations?
I actually heard that rumor too.
That you think Mortal Kombat's going to buy all of Nintendo?
Yeah.
I mean,
InfoWars.
I really 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 want to rip out Yoshi's spine and then eat it in front of his children.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Weren't people petitioning to have Shaggy in there?
Yes, people were petitioning to have Shaggy in Mortal
but
Kombat.
Not Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. Shaggy, the singer, who's like, it wasn't me. So that way when he like
him?
Rips out your kneecaps, he's like, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me?
So anyways, Kirk, what do you think should be the next character that Smash Brothers introduced?
Tom Hanks.
You think he should be Tom? Just nothing special, just Tom Hanks.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you have an actor with the range, if you have the actor with the range of Tom Hanks, you can just have him really do anything. I mean,
yeah, he goes from like beach volleyball to Woody to Mr. Rogers. I don't know what the Mr. Rogers is. That's his finisher. Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, he like puts on his shoes, and it's like a deflect move.
Are there any Jewish characters in Smash Brothers?
That's a good question. I don't know the ethnic lineage of Every kid. But if I had to bet,
Yoshi,
I would say that Piranha.
Wow, is that because
Jewish.
You, because who didn't Tom Hanks play Walt Disney?
Yeah,
yeah. So that could be.
He did?
Yeah, in the Mary Poppins one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, is that the new Mary Poppins?
No, the old one. They made like 5 Mary Poppins. One of them
it
is
was
about
the one
making.
That's about the creation of the story Mary Poppins, not actually the Mary Poppins movie.
Huh. So another character I was thinking, if we want Jewish representation,
is that what we want?
Yeah. Well, because I mean, do we have any black characters? Oh, put Shaft in it.
Shaft. Hey, they're making a new Shaft movie.
Also, yes, that's a very good segue I just did. Isn't it great?
You know, but we weren't going there, so why?
Instead of Shaft, what if they just did Ice Cube?
Hey, man, can you stop talking about my penis like that? I do like to put ice cubes on my Shaft, but that's different.
That's more of a bounce back from a disappointing night type thing.
Yeah, no, it's actually a really good night. If I have to put ice cubes on my Shaft, that's like, ooh, boy.
Saving Mr. Banks.
Hot sex.
Save Mr. Banks. You really just wasted time Googling that shit?
Well, isn't this whole podcast a waste of time? And you just closed my tabs. And I can't even read the synopsis. I was going to read the synopsis of
No one
Mr.
wants
Banks.
To read the synopsis of
and
Save
read
Mr.
The,
Banks.
The,
hey,
the,
oh. Hey, Dan.
Yo.
Why do we exist?
Do we exist?
No, why do we exist?
Why do we? That's a really
Well, you're
good
assuming
question.
We exist.
That's a really good question, Kirk. I think the other character that should be on Smash is, like, the mushrooms from Mario.
You mean
like,
Goombas?
No, not the Goombas. Just, like, the actual, like, power-up mushroom. Like, make that into a character.
The Diglets?
No, like, the mushroom. I don't know how I could be more specific than this. The mushroom.
You mean the tip of my penis?
Is that what you mean? You mean the tip of his penis?
I mean,
so
like...
So you're saying...
Like...
Dan, you're saying you want the tip of my penis to be in a kid's video game.
You really think
How
you
dare
should,
you?
Should
yeah.
put the tip of his penis
you
in
know
a
what?
Kid's video game?
Yes, and I think that the alternate skins should just be the tip of the penis of different ethnic backgrounds. It's
and
like
you have
know,
to have an uncircumcised
like
a,
yeah. one. Yeah, you know how like Smash Brothers characters they all have like different skins.
Yeah.
So like for Shafty, which is what we're going to call the character, Shafty.
Right.
And it's just going to be a penis.
But it's a tip, not the shaft.
Well, that's the irony. Tip. That's the irony in the
No,
name.
Well, it's the tip, the shaft, but it does not include the balls. So it's like just above the balls and everything else.
Okay. Is okay. it? Does it change sizes depending on the ethnic...
It's actually kind of like... It's kind of like its power. Because like Lucario, which is a Smash Bros. Character, the higher its damage gets... The stronger it is. And I think Shafty's the same way. That the more damage it takes, it gets more swollen. And, like, the more you, like, hit it.
It's like simulation, you know? It's like you're touching the shaft, so it gets harder.
Yeah, and it gets bigger and bigger, and it gets stronger.
Does it ejaculate?
And, no, that's its final smash. It's, like, whenever you get the smash ball, and then you tap it, it jizzes on everyone around it.
Hey, Gabe. So, I heard a rumor that you're uncircumcised. So, how is it keeping your wallet in your dick?
What?
So, Gabe, what other characters
Wait, no,
do you
I
think
wa-
you
no,
should...
no, no, no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
don't ask...
I wanted to explain that joke. I'm trying to understand it.
It's not a joke, it's a question. So, I know people... I've seen a couple... I've been around the block, I've seen some uncircumcised dick. There's a lot of extra skin there.
Keep going.
So... You know, I met this one guy, and he folded, you know, like when you put quarters in the quarter roll?
Yeah.
That's what he did with his circumcised skin that we get circumcised. His foreskin, also known. He just put all the quarters in it, rolled the dollar bills around it, tied it up. And, you know, whenever he wanted, like, a hot dog or something, he'd just, you know, untie his dick and...
Dear God. So... Gabe, what characters do you think should be added to the new Smash Brothers?
I still don't think I understood a single thing he said.
Just move past, for your sake, dude, just move past it.
Okay, what characters do I think should be in Super Smash Brothers? What's the new one called?
Ultimate? Yeah.
Well, on the Tom Hanks train.
No, not you can't choose Tom.
Well, I'm not gonna.
Kirk already chose Tom Hanks.
It's Kurt!
I'm not gonna.
That's what I said, it's Kirk. Kirk says...
Django, from Django Unchained.
Yikes.
Like, Django as in Fett?
No, Django as in Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx's character.
Oh, so now we'll finally get some black representation in Super Smash Brothers.
Well, there is Black Yoshi.
Yeah.
And isn't Luigi, like, secretly black?
No, you're thinking of Wario.
Wait, can you explain this? Is this part of the lore?
This is something we're making up on the spot. Get it with the times.
Oh, improv.
Yeah, yes and it, bitch.
Yes and.
I was so excited to hear about this secret lore of the Super Smash Brothers universe.
Nope, you just realized that we're both jackasses.
Oh, man. I was really hoping there was something to do with Wario actually doing whiteface.
No. Hey guys, this is Steve-O. Welcome to Jackass. That's not how Steve-O sounds, but hey.
That's not how Steve-O sounds.
He got so
all.
Insecure and just corrected himself. He's like, I'm going to make fun of myself before anyone else does.
I've made a huge mistake.
Sorry, Steve-O. Love you.
Legend. So, like, who else do you think should be a character in the new Super Smash?
Well, Django from Django.
Django, that's a good one.
We got that.
Electro. From The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Ooh.
That's a good
one. You actually just gave a genuine answer.
Jamie Foxx. Two
what?
Jamie Foxxes.
What's that?
Jamie Foxx again.
Jamie Foxx again?
So you want to have two different versions of Jamie Foxx in the same game.
I didn't even think
so
about it,
So is his final Smash going to be like, he just tells everyone to blame it on the alcohol?
That, I mean, how does that...
It's a song.
Oh, and then Jamie Foxx and Hancock. I'm gonna put him in there.
That's... Look, are you confusing Jamie Foxx and Will Smith?
I think you might be.
I'm not going to touch that.
Well, I guess Jamie Foxx from Collateral would make a good one, too.
You just Googled Jamie Foxx, didn't you? You son of a bitch.
I couldn't think of any more Jamie Foxx roles.
Horrible Bosses.
He was in Horrible Bosses.
Motherfucker Jones.
Apparently there was the Jamie Foxx show that ran for 5 years.
Good for him.
What?
5 years?
Yeah,
I've never heard of the Jamie Foxx show. What the hell?
And in the show, he was a Texas native named Jamie King.
Really?
Wow.
And they say racism's a thing.
Hey, what? I've seen about 12 black people in Texas, so, you know.
All of them in Houston.
And you kept count?
Hey. Yeah, I mean, Travis Scott.
Wait, I got a good joke.
But you got a good joke?
It's not very as good.
Dana's got a good joke.
It's not going to be as good because I'm telling everyone to stop. So Kirk saw like 12 black people in Houston, and they were called the Houston Rockets.
What about Travis Scott? You forgot about them.
Because a basketball team is 12 players?
Yeah, but then is there like one white guy?
Not usually.
Because I saw Travis Scott.
Yeah, I think it would be a white guy in there.
No, that's the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, okay. Sports!
I told you it was a good joke!
Hey, Kurt, can I talk to you on the side here? Can I talk to you on the side?
We'll be back. We have a special guest coming up pretty soon.
Hey, Kurt.
Good old... He does another podcast. It's good old Ben Shapiro. So we'll be back in a second.
Hey, Kirk.
What?
Gabe was trying to talk to you.
Yeah, and you kind of just kind of kept running over me there. Hey, I thought we made a deal about
Hey, Gabe.
Hey, man, what's up?
Guess what?
Yeah.
We have something new. We have ourselves our very first sponsor.
We've been doing sponsorships.
When I say sponsor, I mean we have someone that we like here on Gator Sauce. We like their work. We like what they do. They're an artist. An artist.
Oh, so like we're selling out.
Yeah, so
yeah,
Kirk,
what you're saying
is that you're a corporate stooge, and you fucking sold out!
Capitalism.
Actually, this person's a local artist. This is someone I actually know from high school.
Oh, that sounds cool. Oh, that sounds nice.
Yes.
So it's not like actually, a big brand or anything like that.
She's very talented, and she creates things. She creates
My friend's name is
apparel.
North Face.
And her name is North Face. But really, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, so if you guys are ever looking for some cool shirts to wear, something fun, something kind of like trippy, especially if you're in EDM, you know, like the shit you'd
what
wear.
Would you say the name of this person's brand is?
Yeah, we're just trying to find out how to pronounce it.
It's Salvaje Apparel.
You're gonna want to spell that for the folks at home.
Let me pull that up. I believe it's S-A-L.
It's in front of Gabe's face.
Yeah, Gabe, why don't you spell it, bitch?
All right, it's, it's S-A-L. S-A-L. Vaje. That's Salvaje, yeah, see, variety, though.
Spell it one more time for me.
Salvaje.
And what's the website, Gabe?
It's salvaje-variety.myshopify.com. If you go to her Twitter page, she actually has a link on there.
What's her Twitter handle, dude?
Salvaje Variety.
Salvaje Variety. Yeah. And spell that Twitter handle for me one more time. You're so
why do you want everything spelled? What are you, a goddamn kindergarten teacher?
What are you, me, when some one of you guys are doing a character?
Thank you. So, tell me, why did you choose that name then?
Earlier you said Salvaje, but now you're saying Salvaje.
Yeah, I thought you said apparel, but now you said variety. Why don't you dig into that more?
I thought you said you were Swedish. What's going on here?
Scottish, right, gay man, that makes no sense. Explain where your child come from. Yeah, I'm still fucking bitter about something that happened last fall.
Well, I think we fucked up
this ad. This ad's fucked, dog.
No. All right, well, let's reel it in. Reel it in.
Huh. So, I think she, I'm seeing here she has actually three collections. She has an Enchanted collection, a UFO collection, and another one called What Grandma Wants. One of them's unicorn, which is... the other one's an alien, the third one's like a bear, and they're all melting. It's actually pretty trippy.
So, you had to pick one, which one do you think you would get if you're going to get a unicorn, an alien, or a bear?
I think I would go with the UFO one.
You go with the UFO? I'm actually kind of feeling the same thing. It's like this... It's like a...
With the bear, but that's because both of you got the alien.
Well, in that case, I'll go with the unicorn, because we're all trying to be different.
Well, right. I mean, if you got I want the unicorn now.
No, I'll punch you for the unicorn, Gabe.
Gosh. I mean, we can only get
one. Do you guys want this to be our ad?
Yes. This is 100% what I want to be the ad.
Same.
Do you guys want to restart and do it again, or is this
this idea of restarting the ad, but I like it.
I actually like this.
Yeah, you want?
Listen, if she'd ever listened to our show before, she knows what she's getting.
And we're not insulting
That's
her.
Fair.
We've like never that. Insulted her once.
No, we haven't. I mean, like, her stuff is really good, though.
Yeah, we've only said positive things about her. We're just out of her goddamn minds, and she should get what she's expecting.
All right, so I think that's it. That's our ad.
So, wait, hold on. Scroll down for a second. Is that a onesie?
A leotard? It is bodysuit. Yeah, it's a onesie.
What?
Well, not a onesie. It's a...
It's a bodysuit. Yeah. But does that connect at the bottom?
Yeah. So you can unflap it, so you can put... I'm going
to
stop.
I mean, I'm assuming you'd have to.
I think I'm going to... I was literally going to say I was going to get that for my girlfriend... But then you had to make it about wieners.
Yeah,
Kirk,
I think...
why do you always have to make it about wieners?
Yeah. Kirk, I don't think pussy smells that bad, honestly.
Actually, you know what? If it's taken care of right, I think it's actually, you know, it can be kind of nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yesterday I ate like two tacos from Del Taco.
Yeah.
And for the past week, my farts have been really hot. Not like caliente hot. I mean, like, they're warm. They're, like, really warm. Every time I fart, I'm concerned about my underwear.
You think that you might be having some splatters while you go?
No, actually, I'm not. Really? I've checked. Every time I do that, I take my pants off in public, and I look for shit sake.
In public? You have to specify, too. He's proud of it.
Oh, that reminds me. That reminds me of something that that we got recently. Me and my fiance just recently got a bidet.
Ooh.
Yeah. It is.
That's fucking incredible, dude.
Wow.
It's pretty nice, actually.
No, I understand. I love it. I love bidets.
Yeah, they're so good.
Oh, wow. You guys are like European, aren't you?
No. It doesn't
change. No, they're going to be European.
Hey, that's a good one, Kurt.
Why do you think...
Are we recording right now?
Why do you think purchasing an item is going to change our ethnic background?
I mean, you are European.
Have you ever bought bongo drums?
That's right, I am.
You ever bought bongo drums?
No, I haven't. Why?
That turns a white person a little bit browner. Trust me.
Hey, Kirk. Have you ever noticed?
Oh,
that
hey, you guys hungry
face
right now?
Is really handsome.
You guys hungry?
Have you ever noticed
you guys
how
hungry?
Handsome Gage
I think Kurt's
is?
Trying to say something.
Hey,
Daniel.
Are you guys hungry?
Yeah, we're hungry. Hungry. We're hungry.
Yeah, you should go.
Well,
get some
I live
taco.
In Washington, but I'm gonna go. I don't care about how hungry you guys are, but I was just gonna ask. I'm going to go get some food, so...
Right now, in the middle of the podcast? Are you serious?
Can I get a taco,
Wait, what's going on?
Make sure you grab some extra sauce with it.
Extra sauce? What kind of sauce?
No,
taco sauce?
No.
What kind of sauce are you?
No tomatoes. You're not the one getting it. So
you didn't even say what kind of taco you want. You just said no tomatoes.
I trust him.
I'm going to get Vietnamese food. What are you talking about,
bro? You said tacos.
All right, so then you're going to a Vietnamese place?
Yeah, I'm going to get some pho.
Okay, so if you're going to the Vietnamese, can I get three tacos with no tomatoes?
At a Vietnamese...
Thanks.
No tomatoes.
No tomato. I don't
like
tomatoes.
No salsa.
Well, it's a Vietnamese. Right,
I'm gonna leave. I don't care about you.
Can you get some extra sauce with it?
It's almost like he just wanted to leave. He didn't even care about the actual food part. The reason he was leaving.
Do you think Kurt hates us?
I mean, you did make me record the podcast every week for the
last
month.
Yeah, that's still a weird thing that hasn't been explained a whole lot. But I think we're not gonna explain.
You guys didn't let me. I tried to, and you guys kept cutting me off. Almost like it was like some sick joke to
you. Hey, well, I was never clued into it. I thought I haven't been around.
Hold on, a question.
Do you think?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think
there's someone at the balcony? But I'll let you finish.
Well, one question before you go get the door. Do you think Kurt's gay?
I gotta go.
I think he might be gay. I'm not sure.
Hold on. I can't hear what's going on.
Yeah, open up the window.
Alright, yeah, my sliding door is broken, so I have to let him in through the... Oh, you good? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm very good. Hi, how you doing? Hello.
Do you know this guy? I recognize him, but I can't
quite
put a name.
Very familiar. He has very interesting
eyebrows. I have a podcast.
Okay.
Did you know that? Hey, I got a podcast, guys.
So do we.
Yeah, we do too.
Yeah, so I wanted to come on your podcast because I believe a lot of your views are pretty well. They're pretty nice. By the way, I'm Ben Shapiro.
Wow. Okay, you talk really fast.
Yeah, and you started laughing there for a second.
Yeah, you were laughing as soon as you said your name. Like, you're impressed with yourself.
It's almost like you broke character for a second.
And by character, we mean your actual persona.
But Ben, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Well, I was smashing this girl's pussy in the alley, and then I was like, hey, you know what? I hear another podcast going on upstairs, so I really wanted to go onto this podcast. But first, I had to smash this girl's pussy really hard. You know what I'm saying? So I went upstairs, and I was like, oh, let me go listen to this podcast. And I climbed up the window, and here I am. Hey, guys, I'm Ben Shapiro.
Hey, Ben Shapiro, so you scaled my balcony because you heard our... Are we that loud? I'm sorry about that.
I was smashed as a pussy first. You didn't mention that.
Yeah, you seem very hung up on that.
You ever smash that poontang?
Oh, wow. I didn't... I'm going to be honest. I have seen a few of your interviews.
Do you ever like to sexually harass people?
Oh, boy.
It's really fun.
Did you know
you can grab them right by the pussy?
Oh, well, you're a fan of that. You support that?
Oh, yeah, I'm Ben Shapiro. You didn't know that?
Oh, yeah. I did know that you are a little bit right of center when it comes to politics, but I didn't know you were that.
I'm a motherfucking alt-right bitch. I love Nazis. They're kind of pretty cool. Hey, they dress better than we do. You know what I'm looking at? You know what I'm saying? Like, have you ever seen their haircuts?
Yeah. I do notice, though, you do have a full head of hair. Why is that Is that a style choice? What's going on there?
It's so when I'm smashing the poon, they can grab my head and say, "Woo!"
Yeah, I did hear some screaming in the alley. I wasn't sure.
Oh, that was mostly me, though.
Oh, so you were licking your pussy, and then screaming at the same time.
Yeah, I was trying to see if I could scream so loud into her vagina that it would come out through her mouth.
Daniel, you got anything to add to this?
Yeah.
You seem a little shaken there.
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective there, Ben Shapiro. So what brings you to the area? Are you just here to eat pussy, or you got some other stuff going on?
Oh, Donald Trump lives down the street, and I wanted to see if I could fuck his daughter. You know what I'm saying? Hey, is she pretty hot?
Ben Shapiro, I never put you as such a pervert. I mean, you seem very concerned with sexual... sexual deeds that I can't even say are really, they don't really sound consensual. I mean, they sound a little, I don't know, like you're just going after pussy all the time. Is that your thing?
Hey, man, I fucked Hillary Clinton last week. It was in an airplane. We were talking about Pizzagate, and I was like, hey, Pizzagate, watch my dick go into your pizza.
Is that what you call pussy? Pizza?
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds like a gay man's interpretation of what a pussy is.
I mean, it does. kind of sound like it's a gay man's interpretation of what pussy is.
You know, pizza's up for interpretation. It's like a pizza because whenever time you have a pussy, you can just put whatever you want in it. Just like a pizza, you can put whatever you want on it.
That's like your dick. Those are some similarities.
So Ben, you scaled up my balcony to be on the show. Is there any reason why you wanted to? Did you want to promote something? I know you mentioned you have a podcast.
I do have a podcast. I have a new podcast right now, and it's called Sandwiches, and it's where I review sandwiches from a very right wing point of view, and I make fun of liberals. I say, "Fuck you, libtard! You're a fucking goddamn cuck, and I hate you. Hope you die." And I would love to shove my penis down your wife's pussy.
So, ignoring most of the things you just said, what are the types of sandwiches you like?
Mostly pussy sandwich, pussy on rye.
You seem to have two topics that you go to immediately, regardless of the question.
Pussy on sourdough, pussy in a bagel, we got a ham and cheese.
So ham and cheese.
So you seem to be a really big fan of pussy, if I'm not mistaken.
It sounds like
Ben.
That's his thing. It does sound.
Oh
like
yeah,
thing.
Man! I live straight. I live straight just for the poontang. All I want to eat is pussy, and I could live off pussy no matter what.
So, if I were to ask you what's your favorite part of about pussy? What's your favorite thing about pussy?
I don't even know where it is.
Wait, you don't know where the pussy is?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's great.
Wait. You just said you were eating some girl out in the alley.
And that you wanted to have sex with Donald Trump's daughter in the pussy so you could shove things inside of her pussy.
How do you put a pussy on a sandwich?
How do you not know where a pussy is? Don't you have kids?
Isn't the pussy right near the belly button? Am I right?
I guess if you were to say the head.
Yeah, it depends on what you mean by right next to. Yeah.
Yeah, right up in the back. You know, I was just like looking. I was looking right underneath. My dad told me once. He was like, "Hey Ben, come here. I'm gonna teach you about anatomy." And he pointed to the belly button of my mom, and he said, "See this? This is the belly button." And he just started pointing down, and he said, "That's where the vagina is." And I was like, "Oh, okay, Dad. Well, that's what I want a vagina."
And how did your mom feel about this whole anatomy lesson?
She took off her pants and showed me her asshole.
Moving past that one again, it sounds like you know exactly where the pussy is.
I just like to be controversial.
Yeah. Wrapping up this interview, you got any final thoughts for us, Ben Shapiro, before you head back out? I assume to back to whatever alley you came from to eat more pussy.
I only have one more thing to say. You got to vote to make America great again. Vote Donald Trump next year, 2020, and eat some pussy. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy President's Day. God fuck America. Amen. Oh, bye.
Well,
that was
well,
God fuck America.
Gabe, why don't you show Ben Shapiro out?
Yeah.
I think part of that interview very much stayed on brand, and the rest of that interview was very much off-brand.
I'm pretty sure he was on ecstasy.
I'm also pretty sure that wasn't actually Ben Shapiro.
You think so?
I think it might have just been a guy on speed.
It probably was. I mean, he did climb in through my balcony. He did scale quite a few floors to get
here.
Yeah,
you know what? We're in Florida. He might have been on bath salts.
He might have. Hey, Kurt's back.
Let Kurt back in.
All right. Hey, come in.
What's up, Kurt?
Hey, guys. Hey, y'all, what's up?
We just had a little real weird experience with a guy who was saying he was Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
You
got the tacos?
He might not have been Ben Shapiro, because I think the guy was Hispanic. But he definitely thought he was Ben Shapiro, talked very quickly.
Is that Ben Shapiro Hispanic?
He sounded like an old-timey radio host.
Yeah, who loved pussy. Like, almost too much.
That's disgusting. Really? Why'd you guys still talk to him?
Well, you were off getting food.
There's no standards to this podcast, apparently. You're just going to let people walk in on the show
and start talking about pussy. Dude, enough like you.
That's how every one of our guests have been, is that they come in through the balcony, and they just start talking, and we just put them on the podcast.
They target my balcony for some reason.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think you might have a problem.
Did you give someone my address?
You're an eighth floor apartment. I don't know how people are pinning this to being your balcony.
Yeah. I mean, we used to have a guy who could fly once.
Do you think the other balconies get the same problem?
Probably. I do hear some weird noises in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Do you ever feel unsafe?
Oddly not. I feel comforted.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's a warm feeling.
Well, that's nice.
So, Kurt, where's the tacos?
I got some lumpia instead.
I mean, beggars can't be choosers, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess...
Well, lumpia's, it's cheaper.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess before we get to that, we might as well go ahead and review this beer.
We've been drinking this beer. I think it's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it.
I've enjoyed it, too. What do you think, Daniel?
I mean, I haven't not enjoyed it.
All right. So, I mean, we do, if you're new to the podcast, which I certainly hope you're not, I don't want to...
But if you are, welcome to season two.
That too, but also, good cough.
Yeah, bless you. I'm still sick.
Yeah, you got tuberculosis. So the way we review the beer on the podcast is we use this thing called the finger scale. Now, it's not the finger scale you might know of. It's this.
It's not fucking heterosexual. Wait. So the finger scale is it's seemingly arbitrary, but I promise you there are rules and actual guidelines that you follow when you are actually doing the finger scale. So what we do is we give it a rating based upon this finger scale, and that's it.
That's it.
So
that's it.
All right. That's it.
I'm glad you took the time to explain that.
I don't know why Gabe wanted me to explain it. I mean, apparently he thought it was important enough that he wanted...
Yeah, Gabe was being real threatening there, too.
Really?
Hey, Kurt, have you ever noticed that Gabe's face Kurt. Is real beautiful?
We're recording this on Valentine's Day, and I think Daniel's just...
Hey, Gabe, I think I love you.
He's touching my leg. Oh, boy.
Gabe's the hot one.
Hashtag me too.
Oh, wait. So, I want to talk about this real quick. We'll make this fast.
You want to talk about the Me Too movement?
No.
And how it's ruining...
Of course I don't want to talk about that. Of course,
we're talking about how we're rating the beer.
No, if Gabe's the hot one, what are you and what am I, Kurt?
I'm the gay one. You're the fat one.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, I like how yours was the only insult.
Yeah,
unless Kurt considers being gay an insult.
Yeah. This show's stupid. This show's stupid, and you guys are stupid.
It's only an insult if you take it that way.
I think being called the fat one's pretty much objectively an insult.
We're all a little bit fat.
It's P-H-A-T.
Fuck you.
I think that's what he meant.
With a P-H. Fuck you. P-H-A-C-K.
A-C-K? Fuck you.
Fuck
you. All right, guys. Dan, I'm sorry. I love you.
I know, but it still hurts.
All right,
just because there's love behind it doesn't mean it's like less painful.
Samuel Adams, Boston Lager. What are we guys thinking?
Hey, I actually got a quick fact about Sam Adams.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make sure before he bought this beer that we weren't supporting anything we didn't agree with. He did not. He was not in favor of slavery.
Cool.
I think he had a slave, but then he emancipated her, and then he, But he did hate Catholics.
He did hate Catholics. That's... Oof.
So, I mean, we're good with that, right?
I mean...
It's half and half.
I mean, it's not good, but it's not the worst.
Yeah, but I mean, if you can hate something, you know, Catholicism is like...
I mean, if I was making a list of things that I thought you shouldn't hate Catholics would be... on the list.
Yeah, of course.
Because I'm not going to encourage anyone to hate anyone.
Yeah, of course.
But they're not so high up the list that I won't buy a drink for someone who hasn't been alive for several hundred years.
Well, there we go.
So, can we finally fucking review this beer?
No, Kirk. All right, let's start.
All right. So, Samuel Adams, Boston Lager. I'm going to say... the heavy metal sign. I'm doing the Horns of the Devil.
Nice.
It's pretty good. I like it a lot. You know?
Yeah.
I like it. Nothing on the other hand. Just because it's from Boston, and people from Boston are all pieces of scum, and they should all die.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you feel that? So, that's how I feel about this beer. It's really good, but, you know, it's Boston.
I'll go next. My review actually is a very similar concept, because I was going to do the Double Birds. Because it's from...
Straight up.
You've done that before.
Yeah, but I'm doing it again for a different reason. Because the finger scale, as we said, is importantly arbitrary.
Okay.
So the reason I'm doing the Double Birds, similar to Kurt, is because Boston is a hate-filled, racist city full of horrible people.
Full of Catholics.
Who...
mostly Catholics, yeah.
Also,
mostly Catholics.
A lot of Catholics. Which
those dirty Irish, too.
Yeah, they're
dirty
a lot
Irish,
of dirty
but
Irish
it's
people.
Like the Irish that the rest of the Irish didn't want that they got sent to Boston. And
no,
then...
I think just generally like Irish people.
No,
yeah,
no,
Irish
we're not gonna do that, you Brazilian fuck.
Yeah, he does fuck a Brazilian.
Anyways, so Boston's a horrible place full of horrible people.
Just the Irish,
but the beer's pretty good.
Yeah, the beer's pretty good.
Yeah, the beer's very good. I was very surprised.
Yeah.
So I guess in for my rating, I'm gonna kind of do a salute.
Okay.
I'm saluting to my commander in chief.
Yeah.
Since it is President's
Day.
Donald
Trump.
Oh, I like that.
Donald Trump, and I'm just gonna hold it here, and I'm gonna assume that he does it back, and then I can just finish the salute.
That's so simple.
That's very patriotic.
It is very
patriotic. I love it.
Yeah. Oh. I'm in total support of the administration and.
Yeah,
everything they do. I didn't get to talk about that with Ben Shapiro.
He
was very concerned with pussy.
Well, yeah, Ben Shapiro, or whom the man who goes by Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
I can only assume it's the real Ben Shapiro, because that'd be.
Because who else would it be? Why would somebody walk around saying that they're Ben Shapiro? Why would you want to be that man?
Yeah,
that's fair.
I would assume he's Ben Shapiro until proven otherwise.
That's fair. No, I'm down with that.
He was not white. Runner. He looked nothing like Ben Shapiro.
No, he looked.
Like you said, he was like a Hispanic man with
he had
a ponytail.
He was definitely ethnically ambiguous, that's for sure. He looked
I heard he puts on a lot of makeup.
He kind of had a greenish tint to his skin. It was very odd. Guys, this is season two.
This is season two.
Hey, we did it. We made it through our first episode.
Yeah.
And we sold out.
I don't know if you guys understand how artistically draining this show actually is for all of
is
us.
Is it really?
But, hey, listener, this is us talking to you. We have a Patreon right now.
Oh, cut. Okay, Dan said he couldn't hear you.
No, you're breaking. I was just hoping you guys keep going.
Okay.
Because he was breaking up in my ears for a little bit.
Oh,
so
I was
like,
breaking
you
up.
To him. All
right, I wasn't sure if that was
later. No, I think it's the internet's right. Just kind of shaky on my end.
Yeah, my internet. Yeah, my internet. We're recording on our
Gabe,
end,
as long
so
as you can
matter.
Hear him.
Yeah, I hear him fine.
Yeah, we're almost done.
Yeah, see the internet.
Gabe, as long as you can hear him.
Yeah.
Just you respond to him, and I'll just sit out until I can hear him again. So.
All right. I'm gonna start with the artistically draining bit.
Yeah, okay. Go back into it. You're good.
All right. So, Gator Sauce, it's a podcast we did. We made it all the way to season two. We did a good job.
All the way to
this
season
is our
two.
Episode. These shows, Gabe can attest to this, are very artistically draining for all of us.
I don't know about that.
I can't attest to it because I had nothing.
I don't like tests, so. I'm sorry. But yeah. Guys, hello. So we're gonna give our plug for ourselves. But first of all, if you want to guys give us a review on iTunes, that's first of all do that. Second of all, we have a Patreon. It's Gator Sauce. You can just look us up on Patreon. We're there. Toss us money, maybe. I don't know. Whatever. We'll post cool stuff on there eventually. And my Twitter is at Kurt_Duh_Hurt. That's KURT_DA_HURT.
Wow, I'm glad you spelled that out. I guess I'm Gasvia GASVIA on Twitter and Instagram. So you can find me there.
And I have been Real Dan Griffin, REALDANGRIFFIN, no underscore, no spaces.
Why do you call yourself Real Dan Griffin?
And because Bingo I'm was real. His name, oh.
Because I'm real.
Is that, but why, what happened to the other Dan Griffins? Why
there is a the fake one? Dan Griffin. We've been over this.
You have been over this?
We've been over sure? this.
Yeah, there's a buddy of mine this. From back in North Carolina when I lived up there.
Yeah?
He made a, it's only on Twitter, he made one for fake Dan Griffin.
Oh.
And he ended up losing the password for his own
account. Hey Kurt, what
so
are you doing?
So he just ended up using the fake Dan Griffin as his own account.
And to correlate with that, our Twitter handle for our fucking podcast got stolen by some dude named fucking, who was it?
Dave, fucking Steve. Dave.
Fuck
man.
Dave. Fuck Dave in the mouth and in the butthole. Dave.
And Steve. No. Fuck Steve.
Steve should fucking die.
Fuck Steve
in a fucking
fuck
coincident
him.
Accident. I hope it's like a small fire.
Don't hurt anyone else. Just him.
Yeah, or just like himself on fire. What if he like drove off the road and hit a tree?
Let's do that. And our handle there is @SauceGator. We also have our Insta. Because
we
want to
confuse you.
Fucking care. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We don't love you, but, you know, we really like you. And we like having you listen to us. So suck our dicks. Good night, New York.
Yeah. And good morning, Atlanta. The way I see it is...